Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
67, 68, 69, 70.
Oh, hey, Mindy. Whoa, nice goldfish you've got there.
73, 74, 75.
Oh, no, you've got that intense look in your eye, Mindy.
Shh. I'm in the middle of a staring contest, Guy Raz.
A staring contest with a goldfish?
81, 82, 83.
I'm sorry to tell you this, Mindy, but you're never going to win this staring contest.
Eyes are starting to water. 91, 92, 93.
Mindy, you might as well blink. You're never going to win this thing.
Whose side are you on anyway, Guy Raz? 97, 98, 99.
Goldfish don't even have eyelids.
Wait. What?
Mindy, goldfish do not have eyelids. They're some of the most natural staring contest champions of the entire animal kingdom.
Are you telling me that this staring contest is rigged? Where's the referee?
No time for referees, Mindy. We've got a game show to do.
Oh, right. Wiggle the eyebrows.
Put on the sunglasses.
And set the sights in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after building a drone to walk the dog, it's...
2 whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
2 whats
and a wow!
Welcome! Another eye-opening round of 2 whats and a wow.
2 whats and a wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is animal eyes. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to give you 3 scientific statements about animal eyes, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about animal eyes is a true scientific wow? Is it A, camels lick their eyeballs to clean the sand away?
Or is it B, reindeer eyeballs turn blue in the winter?
Or is it C, owl eyes are twice the size of ostrich eyes?
When you think you've got it figured out, link it to us in Morse code.
We're going to take a quick break to let you rest those eyes, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you. That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the whats and the wows. But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three statements about animal eyes and challenged you to find the one true wow. Was it A, camels lick their eyeballs to clean the sand away?
Or was it B, reindeer eyeballs turn blue in the winter?
Or was it C, owl eyes are twice the size of ostrich eyes?
Joining us by phone with the answer to today's question is Polly from Canada. Polly, what's the wow?
Hi, Guy Raz and Mandy. My wow in the world is that reindeer's eyeballs turn blue in the winter so they can see in low light.
Winner, winner, 2020 vision for dinner.
Polly, you are correct. Wowzers, if you guessed B, that reindeer eyeballs turn blue in the winter, congratulations, you found the winning wow.
Researchers have found that reindeer's blue winter eyes are at least 1,000 times more sensitive to light than in the summer when their eyes are golden.
And that's useful because where these animals live, there's so little light in the winter. And with those extra sensitive blue eyeballs, they can see what's going on around them much easier. But Wowzers, if you chose A or C, don't lose sight of the big picture.
If you chose A, that camels lick their eyeballs to keep the sand away, well, you might do a spit take when you hear the real answer.
Camels have three eyelids for that. Two of those eyelids have eyelashes to help protect them from all that sand flying around.
But the third is actually see-through.
When camels close this third lid, they can get protection from sand and still see.
It also works to clean sand out of their eyeballs when they blink, kind of like a windshield wiper.
If eyes are the window to the soul,
let the eyelid be the windshield wiper.
And Wowzers, if you went with C, that owl eyes are twice the size of ostrich eyes,
the truth behind that is a real hoot.
Ostriches actually have the largest eyes of any land animal out there.
At about 5 times the size of human eyes.
Ostrich eyes are bigger than ostrich brains.
Those are some big eyes. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning Wowzers what they've won?
Mindy, all of our contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible anti-X-ray glasses?
Yeah, you know how X-rays help you see through something like human skin?
Yes.
Well, these anti-X-ray glasses don't. With these babies, you can't see through anything.
So the prize is just regular glasses?
Well, yes, technically, but they're also invisible.
Okay, well, that's about all the time we have left for today, but before we go, we've got a little scientific challenge for you.
We call it Operation Blink and Think.
Wowzers, can you build or draw us an eye?
It can be a human eye, an animal eye, a fish eye, a made-up eye.
It can be from a totally made-up creature if you want.
Label the parts as best you can and feel free to throw in your own ideas too.
Maybe there's a special part that lets this eye see a zillion miles away.
Maybe it sees way more colors than we do.
Maybe it cries glitter.
Grown-ups, you can upload photos and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all the time we have for now, but until next time,
keep on rowing!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoop and Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Whose Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!